Hello, I am thankful for staying here before you today. I'm thankful for the beautiful weather that we have, and thankful for everyone who came out and took a stand for our country. I'm thankful for the organizers of this event that is going on nationwide to start a new revelation. Revolution. Start a new way of being with each other. We are in a battle today. We're in a battle between the extremes, the fanatics. We're caught between those who use religious language and theological ideas to bully, frighten, control, kill, and oppress anyone who stands against them and anyone who speaks out against them. These people are power hungry. These people are intolerant. These people spread chaos and thrive and work best where we are confused and where issues merge together. These people are not the majority. We are the majority. We own this country. We dictate what this country is. We dictate how we are with each other and how we are seen to the world. We are living in a threat of the establishment of a theocracy in the United States. We are living in the threat of the United States becoming run by a theocracy. Theocracy not theocracy knocks each time a religious leader stands in a pulpit and promotes a religious agenda. Theocracy knocks each time our political leaders use religious rhetoric to justify their actions. Theocracy. The Webster defines theocracy as a government by divine guidance by officials. General Borden, military leader, has gone around the churches and spoken at revivals and told people that we were in a holy war. And equated America and called America a Christian nation, bowing Satan. Their version of how things should be established as the norm. Theocracy. I ask you to join me in demanding that our political leaders stop using religious rhetoric to justify their actions and start recognizing what ethical standards their actions reflect. How ethical is it that the leaders, religious leaders, use their power to oppress the rights of those of us who are American and lesbian and gay? We're all of that.
Conference of Black Warriors. Welcome, Stan.